Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. When Mercury caught Mars at 8 degrees Aries on April 20th, it didn't slow down. Mercury in Aries never slows down. It thinks fast, speaks fast, commits fast. And once it passed Mars, it kept moving, leaving the body behind, racing ahead into territory that force hasn't reached yet. Today, April 26th, Mercury has been running for 6 days since it passed Mars. And today, it runs directly into Jupiter, exalted in Cancer. The mind hits the wall first, the body arrives 4 days later. Mercury is in Aries, Jupiter is in Cancer. Jupiter is dignified. Mercury sharp and fast in a sign of pure initiation. Jupiter exalted in a sign of nourishment and emotional wisdom at full strength. This is not a weak aspect between two compromised planets. This is a genuine clash between two things operating at real capacity that cannot agree on how to move. Mercury in Aries wants the answer now. It wants to declare the strategy before the feelings have been consulted. It wants to move to the next thing before the current thing has been digested. Mercury in Aries does not wait for the emotional truth to catch up. It fires the message and deals with the fallout later. But Jupiter in Cancer does not operate on Mercury's timeline. Jupiter in Cancer builds from warmth, from roots, from what is held close. It grows through containment, through emotional intelligence, through the wisdom that knows some things cannot be rushed into existence. They have to be fed, intended, and given time to take root. Jupiter in Cancer is the great benefic at full strength saying, what you build must be nourished or it will not last. Mercury says, I already have the answer. Jupiter says, not yet, little daddy. Feel it first. That is the square. Fast thinking, running into emotional wisdom that refuses to be rushed. Can overconfidence be a trap? Mercury square Jupiter carries the specific warning that you need to know about. You are mentally pushing limits right now. The mind is expansive, eager, hunger for more. More information, more reach, more territory to cover. This can be productive. The hunger to learn, to travel mentally, to expand the scope of what you're thinking about, that is real and available in this aspect. But overconfidence is just as damaging as lack of self-esteem. Mercury in Aries already tends toward the declaration that outruns the preparation. Add Jupiter's expansiveness to that, and the plans can become grandiose before the foundation has been checked. The strategy sounds right. The pitch feels strong. The opinion arrives fully formed and ready to be delivered. This is the moment to think before you speak. To seek wise counsel before making irreversible decisions. Your opinions are valid, but there is a time and a place for expressing them. And Mercury square Jupiter can blur the line between the right moment and the moment that just feels right. The fast message that lands wrong today will still be there on April 30th, when Mars hits that same wall in its body. What Mercury says today, Mars will have to live. And here's what first glance at the chart doesn't advertise loudly, but hidden mechanics underneath the hood. Mercury's at 18 degrees Aries, Jupiter is at 18 degrees Cancer. Both degrees fall in the bounds of Venus. In Hellenistic astrology, the bounds assign a planetary ruler to every degree. And at 18 in both Aries and Cancer, Venus is the authority. Both planets in this square answer to her today. But this is not the Venus of the vow, or the Venus of the fall, or the Venus who was purified at the South Node in Virgo. 4 days ago, April 22nd, Venus stood at 29 Taurus conjunct Uranus at the analytic degree and escorted him across the threshold into Gemini. 7 years of Uranian revolution in the material world completed. Venus held the keys to Taurus. She is the ruler of that sign. She was the only one with the authority to close that chapter. And she arrived at that conjunction having completed a 14-month purification arc that forged her into exactly the version of herself capable of walking a revolution into a new era. Venus is now in Gemini, Mercury sign, the planet who holds authority over both degrees of today's square, is living inside the domain of the planet who is asking the questions. And Venus is in sextile to Neptune and Aries. The fall that has been standing at the gate of Aries since January. Neptune, who met Mars at the door on April 9th. Neptune, who met Mercury at the door April 15th. Venus, who knows that gate. She stood before it during her own transit through Aries early during the purification arc. She walked through the fall, was changed by it, came out the other side. Now Venus in Gemini, she looks back at Neptune in a flowing sextile. Not a stranger to the fall, but someone who has already paid its price and received its gift. The bound lord of the square has already done what Mercury and Jupiter are arguing about. She nourished and she moved. She felt the emotional truth and she crossed the threshold anyway. She held the roots and she walked Uranus into a new era. Both planets answer to Venus, who knows the answer, who lived the answer, who is watching from Mercury's own sign as the mind and the emotional wisdom work out what she already resolved. The square is real. The friction is productive, but underneath the argument between Mercury and Jupiter, Venus is the quiet authority that both of them answer to today. And she is not confused about what this requires. Right now, you're getting a 4-day preview. This is what makes April 26th significant beyond its own transit weather. Mercury is the advanced scout. It's always ahead of Mars in this window. It caught Mars, past Mars, and has been running through the territory Mars hasn't reached yet. When Mercury hits Jupiter today, it's sending a signal back to the body. This is what is waiting for you. Whatever tension Mercury encounters today, between the quick decision and the emotional truth, between the fast message and what the situation actually needs, between the plan that looks good on paper and the plan that can be nourished into reality. Mars will have to live that same tension in its body from April 30th through May 4th. 4 days. This is how much time you have between the mind hitting this wall and the body arriving at it. Use it. And what comes up today in your thinking, the overreach, the plan that felt big, the message you sent, or almost sent, the decision that felt obvious before the feelings were consulted. That is the preview of what Mars square Jupiter will demand from you in the body. The mind got the question first. Mars will have to answer with action, with force, with everything it has been carrying through the Three of Wands since April 22nd. Pay attention to what Mercury hits today. That is the question Mars will be answering from April 30th through May 4th. The mind hits the wall first. At least now, you know where the wall is. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. I'd love to hear from you there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would love to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. There's even a link below. See you there. If you want to show your appreciation for these daily offerings, I Am Astrology Readings. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's even a link to support down below. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Reading. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.